Hi there, you're welcome to the Vulnerability Podcast with PC Tibin. On here, we explore everything that makes us unapologetically human, because everyone has a story, or two. Hey guys, you're welcome to the Vulnerability Podcast with PC Tibin. Here, we talk about everything that makes us unapologetically human. The theme for season two is everybody has a story, or two. In this episode, we are going to be talking about evolving generation, monogamy, polyamory, and polygamy. I'm going to be having this conversation with two of my friends, Tega Gabriel. Tega, say hi.
Hi.
Wow, okay. And Kush.
Hello.
Hi guys, thank you for doing this with me. So before we dive into the episode, I will tell you guys why I wanted to have this conversation. I will also explain the terms, and then we'll just dive right in and, you know, talk about it. So why this episode? Majorly because I see that as our generation kind of like evolves and we become a lot more independent and more open, we are, you know, breaking societal norms. We are opening up ourselves. We are accepting the things that are truly us, regardless of what we think the older generation thinks or what they accept or what they were used to. And one of those things that people have begun to become more open about is how they like to have relationships. There's still some people who are monogamous, you know, they just want to be in a committed relationship with one person. Some people want to be in a committed relationship with multiple people. What other people just want to be committed relationship with different people that are also in committed relationship with different people. So I just want to explore these topics with my friends because we three have different stands, and so I thought it would be fun to just share what we think our experience is, and you know, if we think that things have affected our stance now and if it would actually change. Before I go into the conversation proper with them, let me just, you know, define what these terms are. Monogamy, as I'm sure you're very familiar with, is a relationship dynamic where an individual has only one partner as a committed relationship. Then we have the opposite, which is polygamy. Polygamy is when you have more than one wife or more than one husband at the same time. And then we have the very fun one, right? Which is polyamory. Polyamory is the practice of or desire for intimate relationships with more than one partner with the informed consent of all the other partners. In other words, you are not polyamorous or you're not in a polyamorous relationship if the parties involved do not know that they are in a polyamorous relationship. Right, guys?
Yep.
Okay, so let's dive right in. You guys should just start. Your thoughts on these three things. Just generally. Who wants to start? Tega. I don't know why you guys are laughing.
So I have my own definition for these three concepts, right? I see monogamy as a relationship between two people who want to be exclusive to each other, right?
Okay.
Then polygamy as a relationship within one person who thinks that they are exclusive or is exclusive, another person, usually a man, who is, you know, not exclusive and can decide to, you know, take as many as he wants to take, right? Then polyamory is a relationship between two people who have decided that, hey, we are committed in some sense, but we're not necessarily exclusive.
Mm.
Right, so that's how I see those concepts.
But wait, so that sounds to me like an open relationship.
Yeah.
Because polyamory means that we are committed, and we are committed to other people. Commitment.
Yeah.
Open relationship is our committed, but we can't sleep around, which is our exclusive.
So I think the confusion here is in the word committed or commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we tend to think that commitment means exclusivity or I don't know. But commitment is basically saying, hey, there are terms to this thing and we have to honor these terms, right? So in polyamorous relationships, there are terms, right? People could be, hey, I believe that people in polyamorous relationship genuinely are expressing, you know, a certain kind of expression, right? It could be romance. It could be, hey, I like the way this guy thinks when I'm with them, right? I like the way this person's mind works on a particular issue. I have this kind of intimacy with this
connection
person
with
or connection when it comes to things like this. I love you, right? I genuinely want to be with you, but then you cannot give me what this person is giving me in this context, right? So it's a form of commitment so that, hey, whenever I'm in this thing or in this place, this is my go-to. I will come to you for this, but when it comes to that, I go here. Right, so that is, it's still commitment. For open relationships, it's the same thing. People can be in a polyamorous relationship and say, hey, perhaps, just perhaps, I don't like, you know, sex with this person. I will look for somebody that's a swinger, right? I just want to have sex with this person because this person is good at sex, or, you know, likes it and you don't like it, right? But when it comes to, you know, the person I am connected with, you are my primary partner, and then other people can be anything, but I'm genuine about it, right? So that's how I see it.
Interesting.
So what are your thoughts?
Okay, so I mean, as we know, monogamy is a relationship between two people. Polygamy, you know, can come in the form of polygyny, where a man has multiple, you know, partners, which, and most times polygamy is usually like heterosexual. Mm-hmm. So where a man, polygyny is where a man has, you know,
multiple wives.
And then polyandry, you know, is a situation where a woman has multiple husbands. But of course, we know that polygyny is, you know, is mostly what people think of when they talk about polygamy. And then for polyamory, in my opinion, polyamory is when, you know, some 2, 3, 4 people, mostly 3 and or more, you know, people decide to come, you know, together to form not just a sexual relationship, you know, but an emotional or intimate relationship, per se. So in a situation where 3 people decide to just have sex, that is not a polyamorous relationship. Mm-hmm. Because one of the major features of polyamory is emotional connection.
Yeah.
So it could be that, you know, both of us are dating and then somehow we both, you know, decide to form an emotional connection with her. Mm. And so we form a polyamorous relationship.
But can it be polyamory if, so for instance, me and you are dating and then you find somebody else who knows that you're in another relationship and I find somebody different without the 4 of us or the 3 of us being in love with each other? So I'm just in love with you or somebody else, you are in love with me and someone else.
Yeah, but so long as the person you're with knows about me and knows that I've seen him as well. So the most important feature
is consent.
Another important feature is consent. Yes. So
and that, you know.
And unfortunately, polyamory is something that people do not even want to even understand, you know, not talk of, speak about it, understand, I mean
because there are a lot of gray areas. So people these days say that they are polyamorous, but really they just want to sleep with other people.
Yeah.
Because they won't like the idea of the person that they are dating now sleeping around.
Exactly. So, and so what do we call that?
Yeah, you're a bloody cheater.
I feel like a lot of people use polyamory as an excuse.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So I told somebody recently that, so she was asked, does polyamory have anything to do with love? And she said no. I'm like, I think that's, you know, an error somewhere.
Yes.
There.
Yeah. It is.
Because for me, polyamory is deciding not to choose between 2 people.
Mm.
It's deciding not to choose one or 3.
Or two or more people.
Deciding not to choose based on emotional.
That's actually a very solid point, because people say, can I be in love with 2 people? And yes, you can, but don't choose. I just
don't want to choose.
Love them together.
Right? I love, it's just like loving, you know, parents love their kids, right? Nobody's asking them, which one do you love more? Choose one.
Yeah.
We just know they love all their kids, right? And they express their love to all the kids.
And in different
ways.
So
why do I have to choose who I want to love and, you know, exaggerate their qualities over the other person's quality?
Or, you can have them.
You know, just make things.
So my question is, where do you guys stand?
Okay. So
what's that?
I think I'm polyamorous.
You think?
I think I am polyamorous. Why? Because recently I was faced with this, you know, having to choose between 2 people.
Mm.
And for real, I don't see any reason I should choose one person over the other person. I feel like choosing means one is better than the other.
Mm.
Right? And that's not true. Right, it's not true in any way. However, the problem with that is I stumbled into polyamory, right? I did not know that I was polyamorous. So I was in a monogamous relationship, right? Or an exclusive relationship with one person. And then I come across another person and then the energy is just, you know, intense. And I'm like, okay, right? What do I do? Right. So I have this conversation with the second person and I say, hey, I'm in a relationship, right? And I have this feeling for this person I'm with. I genuinely want to be with them. They are good. I love this person and I love you too, right? So I'm just letting you know this, right? And what do you think about it? And she's like, yo, I mean, it's what it is. I love you too, right?
Oh, so she was okay with, or she's okay with you still being in a relationship with the other person?
No, she had a problem with me being in a relationship with the other person and the other person not knowing that I am in love with her.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, but if the other person knew that you're in love with her, she'll be okay with it.
Yes.
So she's a bit polyamorous.
Yeah.
Yes, she is polyamorous. So I had to do the right thing, right? So I was faced with having to discuss with this second person, the person I was
open
in
up,
a relationship
yeah,
with
your
and
partner.
Say, hey, this is where I'm at. This is how my mind is now. Or just end it. But this person is very, 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 very
monogamous.
And I knew that it would not make any sense, right? So I had to end it first and then talk about it after ending it and see how it goes.
Interesting. So my ultimate, I don't know, and this is just me, but the ultimate test for people who say they're polyamorous is this. So you are in love with two people. If your this other girl now, this partner says, oh, she's in love with somebody else and she's sleeping with that person, would you be okay with it?
Which other partner? The new one?
The new one.
Sure. I know some of her
partner.
Sit with your chest.
No, because why I did not want to say partners is because I think she doesn't get it yet, right?
Okay.
And we still discuss.
Okay, but you know other people that she's with.
Exactly.
The same way she's with you.
Exactly.
And
so
you're okay with it.
Believe that. I'm very okay with it.
Amazing.
Okay, nice. So you are polyamorous then? At least I think so. Okay, Joyce.
Honestly, I don't know where I stand. Because I think I tilt towards polygamy more, which is largely frowned on.
Which in this case means you having multiple partners.
Yeah, and
but your partner's being exclusive to you.
Yes. I think that's what my mindset tilt towards, but you know, for the larger part of my life, I have been involved in monogamous relationships, and you know, I have always, you know, struggled to stay disciplined and all of that. But I mean, if I had to do you know, relationships at my will, I'm pretty certain I would have multiple partners.
So
unapologetically.
So why don't you want to do the whole polyamory thing? You want to have multiple partners anyway. So why don't you allow them also have multiple partners?
You know, honestly, I'm actually open to the idea of polyamory because you know, I think it is better to know who your partner is with. You know, I think you'd sleep better at night if you know who your partner is with, you know, as against, you know, being shadow blinded. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's, I mean, if I even feel like my partner is cheating and I know who they're cheating with, I'll be more at rest than not knowing at all. Yeah. So, I mean, I would love to know who you're with, you know, so I'm very much open to a polyamorous relationship if I find people, you know, who are open to it as well. People who actually understand, you know, what polyamory entails.
So you really think that you won't have an issue with it?
I don't think I'd have an issue with it, honestly.
But I mean, you can't tell because you haven't figured out.
I mean, if I had to, I'm pretty sure I'll be open
so
with it.
If I get you correctly, if you had to choose,
yeah,
you'd rather choose a situation that Sha has multiple partners over just monogamy anytime, anything.
Mostly because of consent. So consent is very important to me, right? I feel like if I'm in a monogamous relationship and my partner comes to tell me, hey, I think I want to see someone else, you know, hey, bring the person home. Let me know the person. And I'm good with
but
it.
But your real preference is polygamy.
I mean, my toxic trait is polygamy, but yeah, I'm beginning to welcome the idea of polyamory, you know, especially because I'm one of those people who think that it is possible to be in love with two or more people at a time. I know it's possible, so I think polyamory is now what, you know, defines it or allows, you know, that possibility.
I mean, you guys make very good points. I don't know that I'm polyamorous. I don't think that I'm there yet. I don't even know if I'll ever be there. I mean, I've evolved in many ways with the way I think about relationships and kind of relationships I get into now. However, I just still find comfort and safety and security just knowing that I'm with this person, this person is with me.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, the idea of polyamory is fun. Like, just the idea of having multiple partners and maybe having deep connections in different areas.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe this person,
we talk
about, you know, say marketing,
yeah,
for instance. Other person is just really about impact work.
Yeah.
This other person is just about career.
Yeah.
And you know that when you're with different people, you experience different things.
I actually fancy
maybe, like,
idea
different
of that.
Sexual flavors. You know, just different things. I mean, that sounds fun. However, I think
is it sustainable?
Is it sustainable?
Yeah.
Because I'm also a very, I'm a bit of a clinging person. So I would just rather know that, okay, this person's for me. And if we want to have threesomes, want to once in a while open the relationship a bit. But that, I think for me, it's not even the sex as the issue. It's the deeper connection.
The like, deeper connection.
Because why would you have deeper connection with somebody else? I mean, and that's what people say, that people who do not like polyamory are selfish. But I mean, it's the same way you are okay with it. It's the same way I'm just like...
All right, let me see something
just
about
before me.
For a bit, yeah?
Yeah.
Talking about this selfishness, it borders around selfishness, jealousy, and you know that commitment, the exclusivity thing, mm-hmm. right? I see it like this. Most of the issues we have, there's so much infidelity in marriages.
True. Relationships generally.
Talk less of relationships, yeah. right? Like sexual relationships or romantic relationships. There's a lot of infidelity. Infidelity because you are going against the other person's expectations. It's not because you have sex with some other person that constitutes infidelity in my books, right? It's the fact that we have an agreement or we have an understanding and you've gone against it, mm. right? You don't necessarily have to sleep with the next woman or man for you to be seen as somebody who has cheated these days.
Yeah.
You just have to, you know, think about it or flirt, right? So it's beyond sex. It's more or less intense and, you know, connections,
yeah.
right? So the thing with monogamy is a lot of people that are monogamous now, let's imagine giving them the choice to, you know, still have their partners and do what they want to do.
Do what?
Anything. So let's say, for instance, right, a lot of people are, you know, committed in quotes because I have a ring or I have promised myself to this person.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather be with John right now, but because I have promised myself to this person, I will sacrifice being with John. I'm not happy about it, but I have to do it because I have said it.
Oh, okay, yes, like I get it. Yes, so I get that point.
You get it? So it's kind of like, I think people use the concept of monogamy a lot. Now, there are people who genuinely are just, you know, this is my thing. But there are a lot of people who use the concept of monogamy as a form of, kind of like a leech on their partners. Right? Mm. We've made this promise. Let me tell you about marriages, right? So the core foundation of marriage is we're doing this thing till death do us part. You're mm-hmm. not going anywhere,
mm-hmm.
right? So it says for better for worse. In other words, whether you stop liking me, whether we lose the connection,
mm-hmm.
whether you see somebody out there, you're stuck with me for life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have this understanding that life is dynamic, man.
I agree.
I mean, just...
People that will change, evolve,
anymore grow. For good reasons, right? For good reasons, I just cannot stand being with you anymore. I have to end this for better for worse thingy, right? And because I'm in a monogamous relationship, I can do that, right? So you see people going out to cheat. So that is the relationship between monogamy and, you know, polyamory as it relates to cheating. A lot of people genuinely are with, they are cheating on their monogamous partner with somebody they are genuinely connected to.
Interesting.
You see the point? So if you could ask people.
But here's the thing, right? So maybe those people are into polygamy, right? Because I always, for me, right, the polyamory is not just that I myself have genuine connections to other people, because that's easy. It's easy for you to be the one who has multiple partners and loves multiple people,
yeah.
and wants to be multiple people.
Yeah.
But so can you live with the idea of your partner doing that? For a lot of people, that's different.
That's it.
So there are a lot of people who you see that are cheating, and you ask them, okay, if your partner is cheating on you, they'll tell you they'll break up.
Yeah,
so,
those people are they're into polygamy.
I agree with you.
Yeah, they're polygamous.
Yeah,
in nature.
So. When I was still in my monogamous relationship, before I even, you know, found polyamory, we had a conversation one time, and I think I've always had that conversation with anybody I'm romantically involved with. Right, I tell them if I find you cheating or you ever cheat on me, it would not be enough for me to walk away from you, right, or end the relationship, and I have good reasons for it. It is I'm not with you because. Sex is just one tiny part of this romantic relationship, right? Hey, I may be with you because you support me in a very, you know, intellectual way or
yeah.
financial way. There's so much more to this relationship than just the sex, right? I tell people, for me, I have values in relationship, and my values are largely, you know, what do you call it now? conscientious. That's it. Right, but it has to do with your conscience, right? So there's things like respect, there's things like honesty.
So you are really more about the emotional connection in a relationship.
Emotional connection and not the activities.
Okay. Right?
As long as you're not going to disrespect me with your activities, I'm cool.
Right.
Interesting.
I mean, it sounds really good.
Like, you cannot say you're polyamorous if you've actually not practiced polyamory.
I agree. Yeah. And that's why so even for me, right, and this is my own personal stuff, even though I've not practiced it, I have not been able to imagine it
happening.
Right? Yes. Maybe because I've not been in love with two people at the same time. Right. As a matter of fact, I'm one of those people that if somebody has my attention, you will know. If I'm in love with you and somebody comes into my life, literally, I stop being in love with that other person. So, like, I switch. I'm not the person that's like, oh, I will give you your attention and your commitment, and we're deeply connected emotionally, and I'll give you the same. Like, I don't have the bandwidth for it. And I'm serious. I've seen it happen at different. So I always tell my partners that if at any point in time you feel like I'm not giving you attention, there's likely somebody else in my life.
Picture, yeah.
So I know because of that I'm not polyamorous. But maybe I might be at some point. I just know that. I just give me attention. I just take all my attention at the moment. And that's where I'm like, okay, so do you guys think that your stance would evolve and change over time? And like, because it has obviously evolved, right? There was a time where we would never consider about polyamory,
yeah,
right? But now it's here. So do you think that, Joyce, that yours might actually have,
definitely, because the truth is, as I evolve as a human being, as my values, or I grow into my values, or you know, my values become a lot more solid and all of that stuff, you know, as I journey through life, my views will change, my preferences will change, you know, all of these things will change. There was a time where I was monogamy or nothing, you know, but then when I realized that monogamy is actually almost impossible, you know, I decided to like open my mind up, you know. And so it's also a matter of who I'm with, you know, because if I care about a person and they say that they're not down for polyamory, there's nothing I can do about it. You know, so
yeah,
it's
that breakup.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a function of who I'm with and who I am at that point in time. So I feel like my stance is always going to change, you know, as I evolve.
And that's a very good point, because I think that at some point in my life, I have probably been in a polyamorous relationship, but I just did not have an extra partner because I'm just like, I don't have the bandwidth for it.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, the people that we end up being with, they would have a large influence on the stance or decision we make at that particular time. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that. So if I say I'm polyamorous, it defines my frame of mind. It defines me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily define my relationships. Right, so I can be polyamorous and decide to be in a monogamous relationship.
Yeah.
That's setting up yourself for disaster.
Because anything can happen.
Yeah,
remember what I said about honesty, yeah? So the terms, the things we are committing to defines the kind of relationships we have. Mm. Right, so if I say I'm in a monogamous relationship, it means I've decided to commit myself exclusively to this person when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, so it's not just sex.
Well,
just being a committed relationship is just you're my
everything
partner,
it encompasses.
Yeah, well, that's true, right? Romantically, I've committed myself to this one person. Right? I have the tendencies, because I'm polyamorous, to, you know, want to connect with some other persons. But if I'm being honest with myself, I have to live or honor the commitments I have made with this person.
So I have a question. You are dating this person.
All right.
And then you fall in love with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to break up so that you can be in love with both of them and let the other one choose if she can.
I broke up because honesty. I cannot be deceiving somebody.
Okay.
Did you try to have the conversation with her before breaking up with her?
So now it was not an outright conversation. You know how you feel people's pulse and see you throw them a bonus.
So it means that, so you're saying that you can be polyamorous. It's your frame of mind.
Yes.
But you can commit to being in a monogamous relationship.
I can do that.
do you think it's possible? I'm asking because you've done it.
Yes.
You were in a monogamous relationship. Yes. You're polyamorous, but you had to break that relationship because that person
somebody came into the picture
made you want to be monogamous is still standing as monogamous.
No, she did not make me want to be monogamous. I thought I was monogamous.
Okay, so
I didn't find myself in a position where I had to choose
until
before.
Now.
Until now.
So, do you think that you can enter a relationship again, another relationship with somebody who is strictly monogamous? Knowing now that you are polyamorous.
Sure. So
what then happens
remember when relationships, that's the thing. Commitments are what define relationships. Commitment is not, oh, we're in a relationship. So if commitment is a choice. Right? So if I choose.
So what I'm really asking is, if that happens again, you choose, you enter a monogamous relationship, but then you fall in love with somebody else. How would you act?
So let me give an
would you still just a comment, or would you cheat, or would you have a conversation again?
Let's say for some reasons, myself and this other person who, you know, is likely polyamorous, we fall out for some reasons and we're no longer connected, and I'm still in touch with this other person who is very exclusive, and I think about them like, what's the point? In fact, I'm going to commit, you know, fully to this person. I very well can do this. But the thing is, I have to let this other person know. So right now,
you have to let which person know?
This,
the one that you're going back into a relationship with.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you where we're at now. Mm-hmm. Right. Although I have not come out fully to say I am polyamorous and there is this other person.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I hope I get there soon. But I let them know that, see, I have this tendency.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So let's assume I came out and told you I'm doing this. How would you, you know, react?
Yeah.
How would you perceive it? Can you handle it?
And she says she can't.
Right. So the answer I got at the time was I can't. And that was what made me say, hey, this person can't. So let me just put a stop to it now, because everything I'm doing goes against. Wow. I'm not even cheating yet. We're not doing any in terms of what people will call cheating into this world.
You must answer my question. I don't know whether I'm the one not getting the answer. I'm just saying that if you go back into if you enter a relationship with somebody now, the person says, I can't handle someone who's polyamorous. I can't handle with you being with another partner. And you love this person. So you decide to commit as a choice into a monogamous relationship. 2 years, yeah, monogamous, you're committed. Then one day you meet somebody else. And because you're polyamorous, you fall in love. And you're still in love with this person. What would you do? Because you're polyamorous, so the tendency is to really let yourself also be with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But you've committed as a choice 2 years ago to this monogamous person who cannot handle polyamory. I'm just asking.
So that's the thing. Let me give you an answer. My honest to God answer, right?
Yes, please. Just as simple.
The way I form my relationships, right? I put so much work in. Believe you me, I put so much work into relationships that I form and my frame of mind, right? So therefore, it means that before I will go into this relationship with this person knows all my tendencies, right?
I agree.
With chill vibes, right? This person knows who I am, right? And I would most likely go into a relationship with somebody I know has said they can handle me.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
So that means you cannot go into a relationship with a person who's strictly monogamous
yes.
in nature.
Exactly. But doesn't mean that two people who are polyamorous in nature can decide to be exclusive.
Yes, that's totally different.
No, I'm asking about somebody who is like, I'm strictly monogamous.
Yeah.
You can't be in a relationship with that person.
No.
Yeah, that was a long way. you eventually answered my question. But you can be in a relationship with somebody who's strictly monogamous. That's
yes,
what you said.
I can. For my God's grace.
For a bit.
Yeah, I'm not
but
sure how long.
Side.
So the thing is, I mean, I'm even the kind of person who can go 2 years and not cheat, right? But there's usually this breaking point where the person in me that's like open to like multiple partners would always creep in, you know, and it usually takes a lot of discipline to not give into it, but you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Okay, all right guys, I think we've covered most of the things I want to talk about. We're almost out of time. Last thing though would be about societal norms versus your stance. So our generation, millennials, everybody is more open now to all these concepts. People are more sexually active, they're more open about their sexuality, they're more open about, you know, how they want to attack relationships, the kind of relationships they want to be in. You know, we're more open. But that's just one segment of the whole society. There's still the older generation. Yeah, the spectrum is like still very wide.
Mm-hmm.
So if for instance you decide you want to you meet somebody who's polyamorous and you want to polygamy, how do you think like family would accept it, society versus you, basically?
I mean, honestly, society will always be society, the things people see as norms and abnormal things would always stay. I mean, it's going to take a long time. I mean, looking at sexuality, for example, you see how long it has taken society to accept like still other sexualities, you know. So the truth is, it's never going to be easy, you know, to even communicate these things to your friends. Not to talk of like family parents and society as a whole or family members. So the truth is irrespective of what you decide to do, you're going to have to like own it, you know, and be very grounded in it, because the truth is people may not understand the reality and the mentality behind, you know, some of this concept. So, I mean, imagine I, you know, tell my family that, I'm married to somebody, but we're also like seeing other people. So just in case you see my partner with someone, don't fret. we're in a polyamorous relationship and all of that. They're definitely not going to understand it. They're probably going to try to talk me out of it, but you know, that's it, you know? So I've come to a place where I've accepted that there are lots of things that I've grown into, or there are lots of things that I practice today that the world would not understand,
and that's fine.
And I'm fine. I'm fine. I've made my peace with it, and that's how I sleep at night, basically. So society is going to be fine, and I hope someday, you know, so it's really not just about society, it's also about the people who practice these things. You know, a lot of people say they're polyamorous, but really they're not.
Yeah.
You know, they just want to have, they're an open relationship. So it's also about people understanding what they're going into, and you know, the society eventually coming to terms with it. Yeah.
Beat that.
So, I don't need to beat it. So you see, society, yeah, it's a collective. And I believe that if I ever have to choose, I would always choose the individual over the collective for every time, right? And I'm talking about in terms of the health of the collective or the health of the individual. If every individual is healthy, the collective would eventually be healthy, right? So it's always the individual over the collective. Now, you see this thing we're calling polyamory and stuff. Some time back, monogamy was not even
true.
Practice.
Yeah, true.
Monogamy was, they call it the age of enlightenment, the romantic era, right? It became a new thing, and there was resistance. Now today is all we know, right? So society always would evolve, right? And that should not. I don't think we should, you know, bother ourselves so much about how society is going to evolve and how we will accept whatever it is we are comfortable with. That's on the one part. Another thing I think is a problem with society. So for instance, how do I tell my folks that I'm polyamorous? All they're thinking about is marriage, yeah? So I think that there's a problem with nomenclature. Marriage has a definition, and the definition of marriage has nothing to do with polyamory. Or maybe it can have something to do with polygamy, because in some people are
exclusive. From a religious perspective.
Yeah.
Right? But in practice, marriage in its definition has nothing to do with polyamory.
True.
So therefore, somebody like me will tell you, I don't think I want to get married, because the minute I get married as a polyamorous person, I have gone against all the, you know, precepts that marriage has, right? So whatever you want to call my thingy, it's fine, but it's not marriage. You get it? So that way, society, I think I'm able to put society at
So let marriage be marriage, and let me do me.
Oh, you want to do marriage, fine. I respect your
institution.
Okay. I have something that works for me.
Okay. Wow.
So you like it to get married?
There's a big chance. My dad is a marriage counselor, so there's that fight in my head.
Wow.
Would you like to get married?
I mean, I'm here and there. I might get married if I find someone I can stand. But there are chances that I may not get married, because
so interesting.
I mean, marriage is a separate conversation of its own. It's a very complex.
I mean, I'm not scared of marriage because I'm not scared of divorce.
I'm just scared of.
I'm not. I'm not scared of it. I'm just like, because I'm a committed person. I'm a monogamous person. So the whole idea of finding one person and committing to that person, it doesn't scare me. Yeah. If I find that person, let's do it. If we get tired, let's break up, let's divorce.
Okay, I think my fear with divorce is child custody. That thing scares me.
So the question you're asking is, do you want to have children? But that's a separate conversation. But yes, I don't.
I have a question for Peace.
It's my podcast though.
I know. If you were in a committed relationship, monogamous relationship, and you find out your partner was cheating, would you stay?
No.
Good.
You'd leave.
The next question is, what guarantees you the fact that the next person you would meet would not cheat?
There's nothing. So
if you keep cheating, you keep leaving.
I mean, so it's lots of gray areas, for instance, right? If the person, I can't answer the question just straight up. I do know that. How do I explain? So every time I've been in a relationship with someone, and there was someone, it broke their relationship. Maybe not immediately, but after some time. So I know that is likely going to be one of my biggest deal breakers in a relationship. I'm not scared about jumping from relationship to relationship, but if I'm going to be committed to someone, and that's why I would not date, I won't date you that's polyamorous now, knowingly. I would date somebody who is monogamous. And there are people who are monogamous and are not cheats, and that's something I believe. And there are people who are monogamous, polygamous, and their cheats, right? I'm trusting myself enough and trusting the people I fall in love with and decide to commit to that they won't cheat. And if they do, I'm not scared about falling in love again another time and trying again, right? Mm-hmm. People get heartbroken and they don't want to try again. I'm not one of those people, right? I can deal with the pain and move. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I know that cheating is likely a deal breaker. But I'm not going to say because that exists, then I'm just going to accept it from potential partners. I want to date somebody who's monogamous. But my views might change, right? Like I said, I have sort of been in a polyamorous relationship. I just didn't have multiple partners. So there's that concept that I understand, that I'm saying, oh, it's possible if I can be with somebody who is with other people, then maybe at some point I wouldn't be involved to the point where I'm like, hey,
I think I can do this.
So I don't know. So right now I know that monogamy is for me.
Okay. Interesting conversation.
All right. Anyway, thank you guys for joining me on this episode, sharing your stories, sharing your how you think about relationships now generally. I think it was a full conversation. Any last words? 30 seconds.
Polyamorous relationships are hard.
That's what she have said, sis.
Wow.
Just expansion small. Small.
Because I constantly have to, considering the fact that I'm coming from a monogamous relationship, I constantly have to ask myself, okay, is this me? Am I okay with this? I'm constantly asking myself.
So you just do a lot of growing that you have to grow and accept.
And then there was a day we were having a conversation and she's like, you know, if you like this person and you feel like there's a thing, you're free. And I'm like,
it's new.
I'm in my monogamous relationship, I was committed. I don't like to cheat. I'm not a cheat. I don't like cheating, right? It's dishonesty. You get my point. So now that I have, like, it's like filling a blank check. It's such a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's difficult.
That's a very interesting experience. Wow. So you still have to learn.
I'm learning it.
Good luck.
Maybe I will grow out of it and say, no, this is not for me. But right now, I am.
This is where you are.
Good luck with the journey. Krish.
Last words.
Yeah.
Monogamy is hard.
As much as it's small.
I mean, the reality of, you know, being honest with, you know, who you are, you know, however, wanting to compromise because you're probably in love with someone who's monogamous and also being scared of breaking that promise or, you know, doing something that's against your values, it just makes the whole thing really complex sometimes. So, yeah, monogamy is hard.
Polyamory is hard. Monogamy is hard. Okay, guys, life is hard. That's exactly how I'm going to end this podcast. Anyway, thank you guys for sharing your story. Thank you for listening to the end. This is the Vulnerability Podcast with PC Timmy. Everybody has a story or two. Tega just shared some stories, Joyce too. And, you know, we talk about everything that makes us unapologetically human. So make sure you join me on the next episode as I have more stories to share with my friends. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to the Vulnerability Podcast. You can send us an email, vulnerabilitypodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram @the.vulnerabilitypodcast. Follow your host at Peace Itimi on Twitter and Instagram. This episode was edited by Feifei and is available on all podcast listening platforms. Kindly rate, share, and review.